We thank the Lord for the summer retreat.
相信借着我们的弟兄给了我们很多的提醒。
We believe that through our brother, the Lord has given us many reminders.
我今天还是愿意就着夏令会所听到的。 我有一点的交通。
And I want to share a bit on the messages we heard from the summer retreat.
我们先读几段的圣经。
Let us first read some Bible verses.
创世纪17章第一节。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 1.
亚伯兰年99岁的时候, 耶和华向他显现, 对他说, 我是全能的神, 你当在我面前做完全人。
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless.
生命记第18章,
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记第18章第9节, 你到了耶和华你神所赐之地, 那些国民所行可憎恶的事,
Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 9. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations.
第13-14节。你要在耶和华你的神面前做完全人，因为因你所要赶出的那些国民。 都听信关照的和监督的，至于你，耶和华你的神从来不许你这样行。
Verse 13 and 14, You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you.
马太福音第19章第21节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 21.
耶稣说,你若愿意做完全人,可以去变卖你所有的,分给穷人,就必有财宝在天上,你还要来跟从我。
Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven and come follow me.
我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通一件事情,就是目的定道路。
I want to share one thing with brothers and sisters today, and that is the purpose determines the way. We are all walking different ways today. But many times because our purpose is not right, so our way is not correct.
我们有目的才能够走对的道路。
Only when we have a purpose can we walk the right way.
或者说我们要先有目的, 我们才会有道路。
Or we need to first have the purpose so we have the way.
我们今天在地上, 我们今天所要, 看重的, 就是说我们走什么道路。
On this earth, what we need to focus on is what way are we walking?
但是我们走什么道路, 是根据我们看不看得见这个目的。
But what way we walk is determined by whether or not we see this purpose.
我们看到地上的人, 他们都走很多的路。
You see, people in this world are walking many different ways.
譬如说有人要成功, 要出名。
Some people want to be successful or famous.
这是他的目的。
This is their purpose.
所以他会走一条非常努力的路。
So they walk a very hard-working way.
从年轻的时候就开始, 我找对的老师, 找对的学校, 找对的工作环境。
From when they were young, they look for the right school, the right teacher, the right work, for the right job.
为什么他会走这样的路? 因为他有个目的, 我要成功。
Why would they walk this way? Because they have a goal that they want to be successful.
你说如果一个人想爱, 享受的话,
If someone wants to just have enjoyment.
我想过一个舒适的生活。
I want to live a comfortable life.
需要是有钱的。
You need to have money.
所以他会拼命去赚钱。
So you see, this person will strive to earn a lot of money.
赚钱的那个成为他的路, 因为他有个目的,
and their way is to make a lot of money because they seek that comfortable life.
一个什么都不要的人,
someone who doesn't want anything. He thinks that life is so,
你有没有想过这也是他的目的?
Life is so difficult. This is also his purpose.
所以他的道路是什么? 躺平。
And so his way is that he just lies down.
有事就退就是躺平, 我不要想管。
And if there's anything that comes up, he just takes a step back.
他为什么会走一个这样的路? 因为他的目的就是觉得人生很烦。
Why would he want to walk this way? It's because he is just frustrated with his life.
我们今天的问题是我们不清楚目的了。
So our problem today is that we are not clear on the purpose.
所以我们走很多不同的路。
So we walk many different ways.
这条也行，那条也行。
This way is good, that way is also good.
我们觉得是，就好像我们有一句话说，条条道路通罗马。 Every road goes to Rome.
Oh, every road leads to Rome.
我们以为每条路都行得通的。
We think that every way is okay.
但是我们这次要知道，如果你没有目的，当然每条路都行得通。
But we see that if you don't clearly see the purpose, of course every way seems to be fine.
但是如果你是一个有目的的，你慢慢发现，不是每条路都走得通的。
But if you have a clear purpose, you see that not every way is going to make it.
你越清楚那个目的，你会慢慢发现，可能只有一条路走得通的。
The clearer you are about the purpose, you see that perhaps there's only one way that can make it.
所以我们弟兄这次跟我们说，十字架是唯一一条路。
And our brother shared that the cross is the only way.
我们有人对这个唯一，不是很舒服啊。
And some people are not comfortable when they hear the word only.
我们喜欢多几条路。
We want a few more options.
什么是唯一一条路？
Why is this the only way?
我们的目的是让主都居首位的，但唯一一条路是十字架。
And we want God to have the preeminence over all things, and the only way is the way of the cross.
所以这个事情啊，我们只是听到说唯一的，但我心里面不觉得是唯一的。
So we hear this word only, but yet in our hearts we don't feel that this is the only way.
这些事情都在考验我们是真知道目的，还是只是头脑知道这个目的。
And these things are testing us. Do we truly know this way or this purpose, or do we just know it in our head knowledge?
所以当我被问为什么是唯一的一条路呢？
So when I was asked, why is this the only way?
我可以改一个不同的讲法，就是说这是必须的路。
Can I put it a different way? That this is the way you must walk.
你想要达到神要的目的，十字架的道路是必须的路。
If you want to accomplish God's purpose, then the way of the cross is the way you must walk.
我们最少先要知道这条是必须的路。
And so we need to know that this is the way you must go.
可能现在知道的都是知识。
Maybe what you know right now is just knowledge.
我们要祷告求主给我真知道。
But we need to seek the Lord that we can have the true knowing within.
所以我们知道这需要主启示给我们。
And so we know we need the Lord's revelation.
因为只是知道没啥力量的。
Because just knowing it, there won't be any strength.
启示进来了就成为你的了。
But once revelation, you have revelation, it becomes yours.
所以弟兄姊妹，十字架这条道路是我们必须走的。
Brothers, this is the way of the cross, the way we must walk.
不然神要达到的目的不会成功的。
Otherwise, the purpose God wants to accomplish will not be accomplished.
我想这个，我愿意再讲一下什么是十字架的道路。
And so I want to share some more. What is the way of the cross?
既然这是唯一一条路，必须的路，我们需要真的抓住什么是十字架的道路。
Since this is the only way and the way we must go, we need to grab hold on what is the way of the cross.
我们知道十字架的道路跟我这个天然人一定相反的。
We know that the way of the cross must be completely opposite from what naturally we want.
你要知道我们的想法，我们所要的，我们看重的，都跟这神所要的是相反的。
Because our minds, our thoughts, the things we value, it's completely different from what God.
十字架是要把我们更正到跟神的想法，神所要的能够一致的。
The cross is to correct us, to change our mind, change our thoughts to be one with the Lord.
你知道人都想升高的。
We know that people all want to be lifted up higher.
但是你发现主的路是降卑的。
But we see that the Lord's way is to lower and humble yourself.
怎么会 把我这个人从一直要往上爬到我愿意降卑呢？
How can the Lord make someone who is trying to climb higher and higher to humble and lower myself?
这就是十字架的道路。
This is the way of the cross.
你要想，你接受吗？
And you need to think, do you accept it?
地上的教导都是我一直一生往上爬的。
The teaching in this world is that we climb higher and higher.
但是主的心意是我一直降卑的。
But God's heart and desire is that we go lower and lower.
接受吗？
Do you accept this?
不接受，这十字架就艰难了。
If you do not accept it, then the way of the cross is difficult.
这是十字架的道路要做的事。
So this is the way of the cross.
第二个，我们人都想拥有。
The second is we all want to have lots of things.
我们都在尽量拥有。
We do our best to get as much as we can.
我们很多弟兄姊妹在买房子。
Many brothers and sisters are looking for buying homes.
我不知道等你卖房子的时候，你这个两个卡车搬得完吗？
And I think when you sell your home, will two trucks even be enough?
我们一直在收集，一直在拥有。
That we continue to collect and store up more and more things.
但是你发现神的意思是什么？放掉它，弃掉它。
But God's purpose is to let go of these things, remove these things.
那主的叫我们放得多，还把自己也要放掉。
And God's telling us to let go of these things, even let go of ourselves.
我都是中心，就是我自己，怎么放？
My focus has always been on myself. How do I let this go?
我的东西都是在看着我所拥有的，我怎么放？
My focus is on the things that I have. How can I let these go?
这就是十字架的道路帮助我们放的。
This is the way of the cross that helps us let go.
你接受十字架的道路？
Do you accept the way of the cross?
你说不行，我就是要拥有这一切。
And you say, I can't. I just have to have these things.
所以你就是已经对自己说，我。Subconsciously, 我没有知觉的时候，我都在拒绝十字架的道路。
And so you are subconsciously or unknowingly rejecting the way of the cross.
第三个，我们都爱安逸，都爱舒适。
Third is we like to be comfortable, have the leisure, life leisure.
我常常听有跟我说的，我要自由。
And I hear people tell me that I want freedom.
但你像我们读圣经说，有了主耶稣，你有真自由。
We read the Bible.Says when we have the Lord Jesus, we have true freedom.
但我发现我有了主耶稣，我没有真自由。
But if, why does it feel like when we have Lord Jesus, we don't have freedom?
你发现我们今天有了主，主给我们是有约束的。
We see that the Lord has applies restrictions on our lives.
有些为着改变我们一些想法，我们还要面对一些痛苦的。
To change our minds and our way of thinking, we have to encounter some difficulties and suffering.
安逸舒适的生活会使你。从信主之后五十年都不会变。
We know that a life of leisure, a comfortable life, you will not change. For 50 years, you won't change.
圣经告诉我们说嘛，我们味道都一样。
And so the Bible tells us that fragrance remains the same.
人是说是信主了，但是这个人基本上没变过。
You say that you believe in the Lord, yet you have not even changed.
只有十字架的道路能够改变我们这个。
Only the way of the cross can change this person.
我接受吗？
Do I accept it?
所以我们如果一看这些，我天然人基本上拒绝十字架的道路。
So when we see these things, our natural person will reject the way of the cross.
因为我受不了。
Because I can't bear it.
所以真正的十字架道路是什么？
So what is the actual way of the cross?
就是一条顺服的路。
It is a way of obedience.
我们今天成为堕落亚当的后裔，我们最难办的就是一个不顺服的人。
Today we are the descendants of the fallen Adam, and the most difficult thing is for us to obey and submit.
因为我们喜欢自己做主啊。
Because we like to be our own Lord.
No. 顺服对我们来讲，在我们是难的不得了。
Obedience is so difficult for us.
我们过去有一个从那时候是苏联啊，从俄罗斯来的一个姊妹来这里聚会。
We were once was a sister who came from Russia to meet with us.
那是很多年前。
It was many years ago.
他说，在我们国家的字典里面就没顺服这两个字。
And she says in our dictionary, country's dictionary, there is no submit these two words.
So 他说我信主，所以读圣经有顺服，这个字根本就接受不了。
And so when she read the Bible, there is the word we need to submit. She could not accept it.
所以我们今天啊，在我们这天然人的里面，顺服这个事情是要命的事。
So in our natural man, this word of obedience and submission, it really is so difficult.
十字架的道路是带我们到了能够顺服。
The way of the cross is to bring us to a point that we can submit.
我们不能顺服，就一直跟主在打。
Because if we are unable to, then we are just constantly fighting with our Lord.
那我们跟主在打，里面就翻腾了。
And when we fight with the Lord, then we're struggling and we're in turmoil.
但是如果我们是一个真正属主的人
，But if we truly belong to the Lord,
我们会告诉主说，我迟早服下来。
We will tell the Lord that one day I will submit.
我只愿意这个时间不拖这么久。
But I hope that this time will not be too long.
我们弟兄这时跟我们说，其实我们都知道，神是看内心的。
We know that our Lord looks at the inward.
就是我们外面可以表现好像我很顺服，但神看内心的。
Outwardly, it might appear that we are very obedient, but the Lord looks at within.
我最近才懂得 Zoom 怎么 blur the background.
And recently I learned that on Zoom you can blur your background.
我觉得神看我们所有外面做都是 background, 他都 blur 了，他看不见的。
And we feel that all the Lord sees is the background, but we blur our black background.
他只看到我们的内心是什么。
He only looks at what is within.
So 我们必须向着主是诚实的。
And so we need to be truthful to our Lord.
因为主再看我们的内心，你外面什么都不大算数的。
Because the Lord only looks at within. What is outward does not count.
所以我们在十字架的路上哈，对我们个人是怎么样的？
And so on the way of the cross, what does it mean for us personally?
我们有我们所要所爱的东西。
There are things that we want, things that we love.
很多我们所要跟所爱的是与神是完全走相反方向的。
Many things that we love, many things that we desire are completely opposite from what God wants.
所以神会在我们生命里面兴起一些环境，让我们能够放掉这些东西。
So God will prepare things, circumstances in our lives to allow us to let go of these thoughts.
这样的情况，只有你认耶稣基督是你生命的主。
And this will only happen if you know and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord.
或者说，你认耶稣基督是你生命的主人。
Or know that Jesus Christ is the master of your life.
我们今天带人信主，不要只告诉人说耶稣基督是你的救主。
When we bring people to believe in the Lord, it's not just enough to believe as a savior.
你要告诉这些要信主的，要告诉他们耶稣基督是你的主人。
When you bring people to believe in Jesus, you also need to let them know that Jesus is now your Lord. He is your master.
我们今天信了主，我们是换主人。
When we believe in the Lord, we have changed our master.
那我们要问了，过去是谁是主人？
So we need to ask before, who is our master?
魔鬼是我们的主人。
Satan was our master.
我跟朋友谈啊，他说啊，我不知道我在听魔鬼，魔鬼哪来做我的主人啊？
And I was speaking with gospel friends. They said, I didn't know I was listening to Satan. How is Satan being my master?
我们所思所想跟魔鬼所要的是一致的。
All we do, all our thoughts are one with Satan.
我们不知道的时候，我们已经让魔鬼做我的主人。
We didn't even realize it, but before we know, we didn't realize it that Satan was actually our master.
我是主人。
And I am my master.
所以信了主，我不能做主人。
But after I believe in the Lord, I cannot be my master. The Lord is my master.
如果每一个信主在这些事上一开始就能够对的话，以后这条天路会走得好。
If every believer is clear on this, then they can walk on the heavenly way.
对我们个人来讲，要认耶稣基督是你的主人。
And so for all of us, we need to confess, acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
个人的事引到我们家庭了。
And these personal issues now expand into our family.
你知道我们这个都喜欢，这个常见弟兄也讲啊，我们喜欢摆一个就是说一。耶稣基督是我家之主。
And like our brother mentioned, in many families we like to hang up a plaque that says, Jesus Christ is the head of this house.
这是我们的心愿，就是基督耶稣是我家的主人。
And this is our desire, that Christ is the head of this house, Christ is the Lord.
你知道，如果这是你家的目的，就耶稣基督是我家的主人。
If this is your purpose, that Christ is Lord over this house.
你要知道，这是有次序的。
We know that there is an order here.
我以前收了一个牌坊，他说 There's a silent listener in your meal. 他说有一个都不讲话的，你有一个朋友，你每一次在家里吃饭，他都坐在你旁边。
I once received a letter that said there's a silent listener at your meal.
你知道是谁了？
Do you know who it is?
所以我们家如果认说基督是主人的话，他一直在。
So for our family, we acknowledge that Christ is the head of this family, the Lord of this family, then he is always there.
这个是不简单的事。
This is not an easy thing.
因为圣经再讲的是要命的事。
Because what the Bible further says is very difficult.
他说儿女要顺服父母。
It says children obey your parents.
我不知道多少儿女在这里。他说 what?
I don't know how many children are here that they say what?
怎么可以顺服我父母呢？
How do I obey my parents?
然后第二个是妻子要顺服丈夫。
And then it says wife submit to your husband.
我一看这个丈夫就怎么顺服啊？
And I look at my husband, how can I submit?
这是正常的情况。
But we see this is normal.Condition.
在正常的情况，神有这个秩序。
We see in the normal condition, God has this order.
所以你知道，我们都活在不正常的情况里。
So we see that we are living in an abnormal condition.
当我们这个考验来的时候，你就发现主真的是我的主，是这个家里的主。
And so when times of testing come.Is the Lord really the Lord over your life and the Lord over your family?
如果你真的有这个目的说主，你一定要做我家的主。
If you really have desire that Lord, you have to be Lord over.
不然这个家就没了。
Otherwise, this family is done for.
如果你有这个目的，真的有这个目的啊。
If this is truly your purpose,
只有走十字架的道路。
Then you can only walk the way of the cross.
你十字架工作在。丈夫身上工作在妻子身上工作在儿女身上
Because if there is the way of the cross the Lord will work in the father and the mother and the children
主的怜悯有一天可能可以显出、什么叫做基督是我家之主
And then by the Lord's mercy the family can manifest testimony of what it means that Christ is the head of the
house 我们讲到个人讲到家
We have talked about the individual We have talked about the family
那我们今天来看到教会
Now we look at the church.
我们知道基督是教会的主。
We know that Christ is the head of the church.
教会不是基督徒的俱乐部。
And the church is not just a club of Christ.
教会不可能只是，如果你是俱乐部的话，大家在一起很高兴。
If it's just a club, then we just have a good time. We're very happy.
我们听您讲道，唱唱诗歌，吃吃饭，多高兴啊！
We hear some messages. Eat food together. It is so good.
教会是神的家，不是一个基督徒的俱乐部。
But we see the church is the house of God. It is not just a club.
The Christian club. 教会是有主人的。
And we see that the church has a master.
基督耶稣是教会的主人。
Christ Jesus is the master of the church.
基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
所以你要知道，这个一下来就是，如果我个人基督不是我的主人。
So we see it comes down if Christ is not personally my head.
我的家不是让主做主人的话。
And in my family, Christ is not the head.
你不可能到教会里面来会让主做主人。
Then you cannot come to the meeting and say Christ is the head.
因为你习惯我个人，我是主人。
Because you are so used to it that in my own life, I am my master.
我在家里我是主人。
In my family, I am my master.
你会来到教会突然间变得主是主人。
Would you come to the church and suddenly, oh, Christ is the master?
不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
所以这个我们弟兄一直讲根基的事情。如果我个人没有让主做主人的话。
So our brother spoke on the matter of foundation. So if personally in our life, the Lord is not our Lord.
我们来到教会里面。是很难让主做主人。
It's very hard when we come to the meeting that Christ is the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体。
And the Bible tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
所以呢，基督徒是教会，是这个肢体里面，这身体里面的肢体。
And we see that Christians are members in this body.
所以我们知道我们是肢体啊。
We know we are members.
你知道一个身体。圣经用人的身体来描写一个身体有很多的肢体
Bible uses human body to portray this We know there are many members in the body
如果这个肢体都不动你认为呢
But if none of the members are moving in this body What do you think?
我自己能够想只有两个可能一个就是尸体
I can think of two conditions One is it's a dead corpse
死掉了吗
You are dead
死掉它不会动的
If you're dead you won't move
第二个它是假人
The second it is a fake person
假人就是不会动的因为它没生命
A fake person won't move because there's no life
还有一种这个一个身体里面有时候你会发现它的肢体乱动的
And then there's also a condition you see in a body their members are moving randomly
不受控制的动
The movements are not under control.
我们会说,
we might say the mental issue. This is what we see among humans.
所以我们要知道一件事情, 我们人虽然重生得救, 我们的心思还跟老旧的是一样。
So we see that although we are born again, yet our thoughts are the same as our old man. We can believe in the Lord 20 years, 50 years, but our mind may have never changed.
弟兄姊妹, 这个心思不容易变。
Brothers and sisters, it is very hard to change our minds.
如果你读罗马书第12章, 他说, 第一个你要先认主做主人。
We see what it says in Romans 12. The first thing you need to do is acknowledge that Christ is your Lord.
如果你没有认主做主人, 后面的心意更新而变化是不会出现。
Because unless you first acknowledge Christ Jesus as Lord, the what comes after the transforming, renewing of your mind will not happen.
如果我们的心思没改变的话, 基本上我们就是不受控的。
And if our mind is not changed, then we are those who are not under control.
那结果是什么?
What is the result?
我们各自在动,
that we are moving on our own.
我们是动我喜欢动的,
we just move according to what we want.
完全不能够听到指挥的,
and we can't hear the Lord's word at all.
或者我选择就不动,
or we just choose not to move.
只是有些肢体在动,
only some of the other members are moving.
所以你会发现, 为什么这古今中外, 这神的家或者教会啊, 他活着是乱,
and so we see churches, many of them are either in chaos or they are paralyzed.
我们今天谈到我们, 你发现这些全部都需要十字架,
and so we see this requires the work of the cross in each and every one of us.
你知道我们如果自己动, 我们有自己的想法,
if we're just moving on our own, we have our own thoughts.
因为我们这个都在世界上学了一些方法,
because we have all learned the ways of the world.
我们也在世界上学了一些制度,
and we have learned some methods in the world.
我们很容易就把这些方法跟制度来运作在神的家里,
and it's very easy for us to bring these methods and ways of the world into God's house.
人工的东西带不出生命,
we know that any human thing cannot bring out life.
人工最多带出来就是一个组织,
the work of man at most can bring out an organization.
这个组织可以运作得非常顺,
this organization can run very smoothly.
因为地上这些方法跟制度是有用的,
because these worldly ways and methods have they work.
但是它所带出来的只是一个组织,
but in the end, all it brings out is just an organization.
所以我年轻的时候弟兄们一直在讲两个字, organism 跟 organization.
So when I was young, brothers would share on these two words. One is organization, one is organism.
Organism 是活的, organization 是死的.
That organism is living, while organization is dead.
在圣经里面告诉我们说, 我们的生活在教会中是如何的呢?
And the Bible asks us, what is our life?
或者说他的次序是如何的?
What is our life in the church? Is the order
correct? 他的次序说, 年幼的顺服年长。
And the Bible tells us that the young submit to the elders.
他也讲到要彼此顺服。
And it also says submit to one another.
所以我们发现顺服是有对象，那个对象叫做权柄。
And so we see that submission has the opposite side, and that is authority.
你要知道每个肢体都有权柄,
you know that every member has authority.
没有一个肢体没权柄。
There is not one member that does not have authority.
所以神在这里告诉, 只要你真的进了神的家, 每个肢体都有权柄。
So God tells us, once you are a member of the body of Christ, then you are,
then you have authority. 因为他是一个肢体,
because he is one body.
但是在讲到这肢体要有权柄, 这个肢体也要学顺服的。
Because although you have authority, you still have to learn to submit.
所以在这个里面, 我又要学顺服, 我又要是权柄, 这个就需要十字架在我们身上来工作。
So on one hand, after submit, on the other hand of authority, we need the work of the cross in our lives.
我们今天因为我们充满了天然的, 或者今天这个夏令会里面谈到的肉体啊, 这些没办法让我能够做, 权柄也没办法让我服权柄。
But because we are so full of our natural flesh, this prevents us from being an authority and prevents us from submitting to others.
我们今天要让这个肢体怎么成为权柄呢？
So how can this member be authority?
那是这个肢体的功用显出来。
It is when the function of this member is manifested.
我们今天在教会里面最大的问题，我根本就不知道我是什么肢体啊。
The biggest problem in the church today is that I don't know what member I am.
如果今天你问你究竟是什么做什么肢体啊
？If someone were to ask you what member are you, what do you do?
很多时候我们就会想哪一个肢体最有用
？We might think what member is the most useful.
我不知道你想哪一个肢体最有用。
I don't know what member you think.
是眼睛最有用
？Is it the eyes?
还是手最有用
the hands,
还是脚最有用
maybe the feet,
可能我们会想到就是说因为我要做那个肢体
maybe we might think I want to be this member
对吧因为这个很符合我肉体我天然的个性
because it really matches with naturally what I want and my natural characteristics
但是如果这不是神要我们成为那个肢体的话
but if God does not want you to be that member
你发现这就乱了
Then you find out there is chaos.
我喜欢你那个做你的肢体。
I want to be your member.
你让位让我做你的肢体。
That you need to step aside. Let me take that.
但是今天问题是我们认识我们是哪一份。
But the issue is, do we see what part we have?
所以你会发现这条十字架的路，这条道路是给我认识我是哪一份。
So we see that this way of the cross will reveal to us what our part is.
这还是我们真的愿意知道我是哪一份。
And this also requires us to truly desire, be willing to know what our part is.
有些人一辈子是基督徒都不知道他是哪一份。
Some Christians their entire lives do not know what their part is.
他可以在教会里面做一个不动的肢体。
They can be a member that does not move.
他也可以在教会里面做一个乱动的肢体。
They could be a member of the church that moves however they want.
所以我们知道今天来到讲到神的家的时候必须有十字架的道路。
So when we see, when we speak of God's house, there needs to be the way of the cross.
因为没有十字架的道路神的家是乱的。
Because without the way of the cross, God's house is either in chaos or it is paralyzed.
我们的肉体或者我们的这个体是要一直被去掉的。
Our flesh and our self has to be done away with.
有一次江弟兄在定义什么是教会。
One time when Brother Kong was saying, what does it mean to be a church?
他说教会如果只有三个人，彼得、约翰、保罗。
If a church only has three people, Peter, John, and Paul,
哇你把新约圣经都包了。
That covers basically the entire New Testament.
你认为他们三个人是不是教会呢？
You could think that three of them are a church.
那如果现在是一个我们小组聚会，我一定问你们举个手。
And if we're in a small group meeting, I want to ask you to raise your hand.
我现在就不问。
I won't ask you now.
说他们三个是不是教会？
Do you think the three of them is a church?
并且我们会觉得这三个人是最 perfect church, 是最完美的教会。
And we might think that these three people will be the perfect church.
不要再有人加进来了。
Don't add anyone else.
就维持这三个。
Just these three people.
你加进来就不 perfect.
Because once you add another, it's no longer perfect.
但我们弟兄说，这还不算是教会。
But our brother said, this still does not count as a church.
那他继续说，
He continues speaking.
教会是彼得里面的基督，加上约翰里面的基督，再加上保罗里面的基督，这是教会。
But the church is the Christ in Peter, add on to the Christ in John, add on to the Christ in Paul. This is the church.
你同意吗？
Do you agree with that?
我也不用你们举手。
I don't need you to raise your hand.
我们弟兄说，这还不是教会。
But our brother says, this is still not the church.
所以他继续说，
continue saying,
他说什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
这复杂了，这个需要孟坤来讲一讲。这个他说教会是什么呢？彼得里面的基督减掉彼得，再加上约翰里面的基督减掉约翰，再加上保罗里面的基督减掉保罗。
So this is more complicated. You may need our brother to explain it, but he says that it is the Christ in Peter minus Peter plus the Christ in John minus John plus the Christ in Paul minus Paul.
弟兄姊妹，教会没有你我想的这么简单。
Brother and sister, the church is not so simple as we might think.
我们想的很简单，因为这个一个 Christian club.
We think it is so simple because we just see it as a Christian club.
我们没想到这是荣耀神的家。
We did not think that this is the glorious house of God.
如果我们有个眼光看见这是神的家。
If we have the vision to see that this is God's house,
我们在这里就会谨慎多了。
Then we will be much more restricted.
我刚刚跟大家读的几段圣经啊。
And we just read a few verses with friends.
因为我们弟兄这次跟我们说要做完全人。
Because brother shared with us that we need to be a perfect man.
你知道我们一直最早我一直的观念完全人就是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And so my thought before was that I always need to be one who fears God, who is blameless, who shuns evil.
这成为我追求的目标。
This becomes my goal that I pursue.
我一定要做完全正直。敬畏神，远离恶事。
That to be perfect, I need to be blameless. I need to fear God and shun evil.
但没想到，这个是世界的观念在影响着我。
But yet, I didn't realize that this was the worldly ideas that was affecting me.
没想到这是宗教的观念在影响着我。
I didn't realize this was the religious mindset that was affecting me.
那是要我成为一个道德标准越来越高的人。
Is for me to be someone who has higher moral standards.
这个影响不止影响我，也所有人都是这样想。
Not just me, but all of us think this way.
这是我们定义什么是完全人。
And this time, a brother said, "What is a perfect?"
所以我们就把这个当成我们的目的。
And so we made this our purpose.
但是我们看亚伯拉。
But we look at Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说：“你要做完全人。”
God told Abraham, "You need to be a perfect man."
特别对亚伯拉罕说：“不要再用自己的方法。”
He especially told Abraham to not use your own method.
他在前面的日子都在用自己的方法。
Early in his life, he continued to constantly use his own method.
都在用自己人的手在做。
He used his own hands to do it.
用人的方法，人的手在做，是达不到神的目的的。
Doing man's way out of man's own hands cannot accomplish God's purpose.
说神要在亚伯拉身上要他走十字架的道路。
So,
那里是讲割礼。
So in Abraham's life, God wanted Abraham to walk the way of the cross, and that speaks of circumcision.
只要他愿意走上十字架的道路，他就是完全。
As long as he's willing to walk the way of the cross, then he is a perfect man.
我刚跟你们读《生命记》。
I just read the book of Deuteronomy with you.
这些以色列百姓正要进入迦南地。
The Israelites were about to enter the land of Canaan.
神借着摩西对他们说：“当你进了这个地的时候，不要学当地人所做的事。”
God told them through Moses that you shall not learn to follow the abomination of the nations that dwell in the land.
神在哪里说：“你们要做完全人。”
You need to be a perfect man.
这个完全人讲什么？不要学当地的人所做的事。
What does it mean to be a perfect man? Do not follow what the people of the land do.
你知道我们学得很快的。
You just find that we learn very quickly.
对吧？我们的孩子来到美国或者怎么，就是美国人。
We see that when we come to America, our kids come to America, very soon they become American.
我发现常见弟兄跟我说，这些孩子从中国还是什么到德国，还是中国人。
Our brother Tang told us that when Chinese go to Germany, they are still Chinese.
他跟我说他的儿子在美国中文真的不行，到了德国他中文好得不得了。
Our brother said that his Chinese was very poor in America, but once he moved to Germany, his Chinese improved.
我慢慢理解，因为我听了一些弟兄们告诉我，现在在欧洲的孩子们是很多语言都懂。
And I slowly understood that in Europe, they learn many languages.
但我们今天在美国，我们一定受我们周遭的人的影响。
But we see we're here in America that we will be affected by those around us.
神对这个，其实摩西对这些以色列百姓说：“你进去那地，你要非常的小心，不然你随时被他们拉过去。”
Through Moses, God told the Israelites that you have to be very careful because otherwise you will be pulled in by the people. Because we want to be friends.
对吧？我们要 be nice to others. 我们做朋友。
We want to be nice to others. We want to be friends.
但你没有想到神借着摩西对他们说，把这些人赶出去。
But through Moses, God told them that you need to dispossess and cast out all these people.
你做得到吗？
Can you do this?
我想我们大部分人都做不到的事。
I think many of us can't do it.
神在这里说做完全人。
God is calling them to be perfect.
把这些人赶出去。
And cast out these people.
这个考验我们听不听神的话。
And this test whether or not we can hear God's word.
对，他们是当地人。
These are the people who dwell there.
你一去就把他们赶走。
Once you go there, you cast them out.
你会不会觉得人家说你侵占了人家的地啊？
Would you think, oh, I'm here dispossessing these people.
但你发现神就从摩西再一次的告诉以色列百姓，你进了那地，你要做完全人。
But again, God was telling the people through Moses that you need to be a perfect man.
你不可能跟他们都一样的，并且还要把他们赶出去啊。
You cannot try to be the same as them and yet also try to cast them out.
我们第三段哈，读马太福音，那里讲到少年的官。
And the third, we looked at Matthew and it speaks of the rich young ruler.
主对少年的官说，你要做完全人。
God told the rich young ruler that you need to be a perfect man.
这里讲的完全人是什么？他要他变卖一切，分给穷人，还要跟随我。
What does Jesus say to him? You have, if you want to be perfect, you have to go sell what you have and give to the poor and follow me.
主对少年的官说：“你做完全人，把你生命的主权给我。”
The Lord told the rich young ruler that if you want to be perfect, then you need to give me authority.
所以你要知道，我们奉献给主，我们走上完全人的路。
And so we see that when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, we're walking the way of a perfect man.
他说：“你不要被你的财产、你的所拥有的把你霸占。”
And the Lord is telling him that you should not be hindered by what you have and by your riches.
只有你把主权给我。不受这些霸占，你才有可能跟随主。
Only when you give place me as authority and make me the Lord, then you follow me.
弟兄姊妹，这里所有讲的完全都不是什么道德标准高的。
And so we see here what it speaks of a perfect man is not speaking of someone who has high moral, high virtue.
来不来到主的面前
？But whether or not we come before the Lord,
认他是我的主人。
And we acknowledge.Faith is my Lord.
他要求要我做的都违反我天然所要的。
Although all he wants to do is against what naturally I want.
但是我的目标我要做完全人所听神的吩咐。
But my purpose, my goal is to be a perfect man.
要做一个完全人在神的面前我们要看重神的目的。
If we want to be a perfect man, we need to take heart God's purpose.
我们要看重神的目的成为我的目的。
We need to make God's purpose my purpose.
因为没有这个目的定不了我的道路的。
Because without this purpose, we have no way.
我们都走自己的路的。
We will just walk our own way.
我下面要跟大家看看我们的主在地上他几种的表现。
I want to see different behavior, different acts of our Lord when he was on this earth.
马太福音第九章
Matthew chapter 9
第三十六节
verse 36
马太福音第九章第三十六节他看见许多的人就怜悯他们因为他们困苦流离如同羊没有牧人一样
But when he saw the multitudes he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd
这里就看到一批人完全生活 没目标。
Our Lord Jesus saw here people who did not have a purpose in their life.
他说困苦流离。
And he says that he was weary for them.
所以他说如同羊没有牧人没有人在带他们。
He said they were like shepherds or sheep who had no shepherd.
你要知道今天世人是这样子很多初心的弟兄姊妹也是这样子。
And we see that it was that way then, and today in the church, many are like this.
说主耶稣用一个态度，他说我怜悯这些人。
And so the Lord was moved with compassion for them.
真的希望这些人开始有目的的。
And he desired that they would have a purpose.
把他们带回羊圈。
Bring them back to the fold.
给他们能够知道我活着是有目的的。
So that they can see they live for a purpose.
我们读第二段哈，马太福音第十七章。
Let's read another passage in Matthew chapter 17.
十七章第十四到第二十节，我们读一下好吗
？We'll read Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 20.
耶稣和门徒到了众人那里，有一个人来见耶稣，跪下说：“主啊，怜悯我的儿子，他还癫瘫产病，这病很苦，屡次跌在火里，屡次跌在水里。我带他到你门徒那里，他们却不能医治他。”耶稣就说：“哎，这又不信又悖谬的世代啊！我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”耶稣斥责那鬼，鬼就出来，从此孩子就痊愈了。 门徒暗暗的到耶稣呢跟前说，我们为什么不能赶出那鬼呢？耶稣说，是因你们的信心小。读到这里啊。
So verse 14 to 20, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, and he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? So Jesus said to them, Because of your unbelief.
你看这里啊，中文说信心小，英文说 unbelief， 你根本就不相信。
And so here it speaks of unbelief, that you just did not have any belief.
这里是主对门徒说话。
Jesus was speaking to his disciples here.
不是在外面流离失所的那些不知道羊圈在哪里的那批人。
He was not speaking to those who were like the lost sheep, who were out in the fold.
对门徒说话。
Jesus was speaking to his disciples.
主里面的心非常的难过。
And Jesus' heart was so sad.
主说我要忍耐你们到什么时候？
That he said, how long shall I be with you?
你们跟了我一段时间了。
How long shall I bear with you? You have followed me for some time already.
怎么没信心呢？
How come you don't have faith?
主对真的跟随他的门徒，主在找有没有信心。
Among his disciples, Jesus is looking for those who truly have faith.
我们弟兄这次也告诉我们，信心是根基。
Brother also shared with us the time that faith is the foundation.
如果我们今天活在地上，我们所有都是从我们知识来的，反正我就做成了。
If everything is just from our knowledge, as long as I do it, that's it.
或者我已经习惯这样做，也成功了，我就是这样做。
Or I'm used to doing it this way, and I see some success, so I do it this way.
你知道，当有事情真的突然怎么样来的，我们根本不懂信心是什么。
You see that when circumstances truly happen, you find you do not know what faith is.
我们今天希望听到我们弟兄的交通啊，我们一定要凭信过生活的。
I hope that when we hear our brother's message, that we will live by faith.
信心是所有的事的根基啊。
Faith is the foundation of all things.
或者是对所有属灵的事情的根基。
Faith is the foundation of all spiritual things.
主耶稣在这里说，哎呀，这么久了。
Our Lord,
我忍耐你们要到什么时候呢？你们还不没有。
Our Lord is saying, it's been so long. How long shall I bear with you that you still do not have this faith?
我们再来看哈，我们翻到约翰福音第二十三章。
Let's look at another passage in John chapter 23.
我们只看一句话。
We'll just look at one verse.
约翰福音第二十三章第二十三节。
You mean chapter 3?
No.约翰福音二十三章二十三节。
Matthew?
Matthew, sorry. Yeah, 约翰没有。没有是。Yeah. 马太福音第二十三章对不起。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音第二十三章第二十三节。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 23.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
主在这里提了大概有四次。
Our Lord Jesus mentioned this at least four times.
他说：“你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸。”
He said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!"
你知道吗？这个法利赛人跟文士是当时说在犹太教是老师啊。
The scribes and Pharisees in Judaism, they were the teachers.
他们是教师啊。
They were the ones who were instructing others.
但是主对他们说，你们这假冒为善的人有祸。
But yet, our Lord Jesus is telling them that you are hypocrites. Woe to you!
为什么讲这些文士、法利赛人有祸呢？
Why does he say that woe to you, scribes and Pharisees?
因为他们在搞宗教。
Because they were just doing religious acts.
宗教是都是要人向善的。
And religious acts is just making people do good work.
给很多教条或者很多的律法。
So they give many religious things to do and many laws.
要用人的方法使人达到神的目的。
Using man's method to try to accomplish God's purpose.
你要知道这是我们的神我们的主最恨恶的事。
We see that this is the thing the Lord Jesus hates the most.
因为说主在这里说假冒为善，假冒就是不是真的。
And so our Lord Jesus calls them hypocrites here because
你讲的东西可以都对，但是你不是这样子这样做的。
What you say might be correct, but you are not living acting this way.
发现主开始讲话讲重了。
We see that our Lord Jesus speaking heavy words.
他对门徒没讲这个。
He did not speak to his disciples.
他对门徒他只是难过。
He was only sad.
为什么这些人没有信心？
That why did they not have faith?
你跟随我这么久都没信心。
You follow me for so long, but you don't have faith.
跟随我这么久都不认识我。
You follow me so long, you don't know who I am.
当对于这批当老师的。
But to these who are teachers,
主耶稣已经直说你们是假冒为善的。
Lord Jesus directly spoke to them that you are hypocrites.
有祸了。
Woe to you.
因为主不要我们搞宗教。
Because the Lord does not want us to do just religious things.
那我们来看第四段。
Let's look at the fourth passage.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章第十三节。
John chapter 2 verse 13.
我读到第十七节。犹太人的逾越节近，耶稣上耶路撒冷去，看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的。并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里，耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。他的门徒就想起经上记着说，我为你的店心里着急，如同火烧。
Verse 13 to 17. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money and overturned the table. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise. Then his disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up.
这里给我们看到世界进了神的殿，神的家。
Here we see a situation where the world has entered into the temple, into God's house.
刚刚是宗教在里面，现在是世界在里面。
Before we saw religion enter, now we see the world enter.
你看到圣殿里面怎么会在那里换钱的，卖牛羊鸽子的呢？
Why were there money changers in the temple? Why were those selling oxen and sheep?
圣殿不是敬拜神了吗？
Isn't the temple supposed to be for worshiping God?
开始卖牛羊了。
They start to sell oxen and sheep.
你知道他说逾越节的时候，很多外面各，我不知道在以色列那些犹太人住在那个叫什么，各省里面都聚集到耶路撒冷。
And so this was the time of the Passover, so we see that Jews from around the place all came there to gather.
他们要来献祭，每个人都带着牛羊鸽子过来。
And so if they wanted to bring offering, they would need to bring their own oxen and sheep.
不知道跑那些山路，跑一跑，这牛羊都不见。
And perhaps when they were making the journey, that they would lose their animal.
人就想到不用带来。
And so man thought of a clever solution. You don't need to bring an animal.
我们这里 provide 给我这，我们这里给你有牛羊。
Too much of a hassle. We will provide animals for you.
我们给你。
You just come here. We'll give it to you.
我们现在。读圣经的人告诉我们说，耶路撒冷他们在店里面买卖，不拿罗马的钱币或者希腊的钱币。
And Bible scholars tell us that those who are selling these oxen and sheep, they did not accept the Roman or the Greek currency.
他们只拿希伯来人的钱币。
They only accepted the Hebrew currency.
所以从那些地方来的人没有希伯来人这个钱啊。
And so because they came from other places, they didn't have the currency.
怎么买这个牛羊呢？
So how could they buy the oxen and sheep?
人的聪明进来，我们给你换钱。
So man's cleverness entered again. We'll have money changers.
你不用麻烦，你不用麻烦，你就是来。
You don't have to have worry about it. Just come.
你有什么钱币都可以带来。
Whatever currency you have.
我们这里给你换钱。
We have money changers here.
说这里他说什么这个兑换银钱的桌子，有人说就是一个银行。
And so here when it says the table of the money changers, we would say it's a bank.
所以你带什么钱来都可以在换成希伯来人的钱币，就可以买牛羊。
And so whatever currency you bring, you can exchange it the currency of the Hebrews and you can buy the oxen and sheep.
你买了牛羊立刻可以去献祭。
And then immediately after you buy it, you can give the offering.
你说多方便。
It is such a convenience.
你行路也方便。
And it's easier for you.
你来这里就一下就全部都办好。
And then once you come, it's very convenient, you can take care of it all here.
你会发现这是最好的方法。
You see, this is the best man method.
在人看来这是 the best, 最好的方法来解决这个怎么这么多人要来献祭的。
For a man's view, this is the best way to deal with all these people coming to offer.
那你看到主耶稣一道是什么？
But what do we see when our Lord Jesus came?
主耶稣说：“哇，你们做的很好，大家献祭，献祭的很好。”Did
our Lord Jesus say, "You're doing a great job. Look at everyone offering these sacrifices."
圣经告诉我们说，主为他父的殿心里焦急。But
here it says that the Lord had zeal for His Father's house.
你发现他不是在做重的话，他有行动。We
see it is more than just firm words, but he has action.
他说，怎么这个我父的殿成为井窝呢？
He said, how can my father's house become a house of merchandise?
怎么会世界的全部跑进神的家来？
How can all these worldly things come into God's house?
你知道我们今天很多世界的观念、想法、做法，一不小心就进神的家。
We need to see that if we are not careful, these worldly ideas, these worldly methods can enter into God's house. And then the testimony of God's house is gone.
你看,外面看来他们有侍奉的。
On the outward, they had service.
对吧? 他们献牛,献羊,献鸽子。
That they offered oxen and sheep and doves.
在主的眼中看,是否见证已经没了。
But in the eyes of our Lord, the testimony is completely gone.
主做了一件事情,要把这些全赶出去。And
the Lord didn't act that he needed to cast all of these out.
神,我们的主非常看重神的家是如何。
Our Lord Jesus cares very much about God's house.
所以我们今天用四段的圣经，我们来看主在地上他的态度是什么。
So through these verses, we see what the attitude of our Lord Jesus was when He was on this earth.
他怜悯人，He
had mercy on people.
他难过属他的人没有信心。He
was sorrowful when those who were with Him did not have faith.
他对于属他的人走上宗教的路，他非常。
And for those who are the religious path, he really wanted to correct them.
如果世界进了神的家，我想神痛心的程度是最高的。If
the world enters into God's house, I think God is the most painful.
我不知道那一天在那个圣殿里面主是怎么把这些赶出去。I
don't know how the Lord cast them out that day.
他年轻的时候12岁。 他说：“我应当以我父的事为念。”When
Lord Jesus was young, 12 years old, he said, "I ought to be about my father's business."
我们今天对父的事上心。And
so today, do we care and set our heart on our father's business?
我们今天可能对我们的事上心。Maybe
we care about our own things.
我们对父的事上心。But
do we care and put our heart on God's things?
我们的主在地上以父的事为目的的。
When our Lord Jesus is on earth, He made God's business His business.
我们今天可以以父的事为我的目的。Oh,
He made God's business His purpose. So today, can we make God's things our purpose?
神的家必须以神为中心的。God's
house, the center must be on God.
要知道一掺杂进来，要解决我们今天不可能哪个边怎么把它接进来，没可能做这个事。
But once there is a mix and other things enter,
所以主在地上说，你不可以又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
And so the Lord says you cannot serve God and mammon.
我们知道主的意思说，你专一一个。
And so our Lord is telling us you can only focus on one.
你要就专一侍奉神，你要就专一侍奉马门，马门是钱。
You can either just focus on God or you can focus on mammon, which is money.
你不要两个都抓住。
Don't hold on to both.
但是我们就喜欢抓住两个。
But yet, we just like to hold on to both.
以前问一个小朋友，这个拉萨路在地上很苦，死后上天堂。这个财主在地上非常富有，死后下阴间。你要做哪一个？
And once asked a child that Lazarus lived a very life of suffering, but then he was in paradise. And we see the rich man that he lived a good life on earth, but then entered into Hades.
那我应该假设到乐园哈，他犯对了。那个小孩子回答：“我生着 做台酒，死后当拉萨路。
And the child answered that when I'm living, I want to be the rich person, and when I die, I want to be Lazarus.
很聪明的孩子。
A very smart kid.
但是你看这里，连他都有这种想法，我又要侍奉神，我也要马门。
But here we see that they were thinking the same way, that I want God and I also want mammon.
因为我两个都要。
Because I want both of them.
主在这里告诉我们说，不可能两个都要。
Our Lord is telling us impossible for you to have both. You must choose one.
我刚刚讲了，马门是我的财宝，我可能爱钱，所以说你就选。你如果爱钱，你就爱不了主；你爱主，你就爱不了钱。
So mammon, he all speak of our treasures. God is telling us, if you love money, you cannot love me. If you love me, you cannot love money.
这里讲的马门啊，你可以这样讲，你要侍奉神，还要侍奉人情。
And you could also say, are you going to serve God or are you going to serve emotion?
我要侍奉神还是侍奉人？我在教会里面交朋友，我就是用交朋友的方法在教会里面侍奉。
So am I going to serve God or serve or human emotion, human relations that I want to make friends? That's how I serve.
这个马门也可以说，我要成功，我要事业。
Or you could also say this mammon is, do I want to be successful?
我要侍奉神，我还也要地上的地位。
That I want to serve God, but I also want some position in this world.
所以弟兄姊妹，主在这里说，侍奉神就是侍奉神，这就全部要丢掉。
And so God has made it clear that once we serve God, we need to remove everything else.
没有走上十字架道路的，没可能做到。
We do not want to walk the way of the cross. We cannot do this.
因为这些事情是蛮要命的。
Because this really requires our life.
因为这是我们所要。
Because these are things we want.
这是我们已经多年的。熟悉的东西。
These are the things we are familiar with all these years.
请记得主说，你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马。
But remember what the Lord said: you cannot serve God and serve mammon.
当然，我们圣经到处都讲，爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里面。
And we also see in the Bible that if you love the world, then the love of the Father is not in you.
外面可以好像还在侍奉。
Outwardly, it might appear like you are serving.
记得主看内心。
But remember, the Lord looks at within.
当我们的内心是说，我要一脚踏两船。
But and within, when our heart is, I want one foot in each boat.
主说没这回事。
The Lord says that this is impossible.
说我们今天说要跟随主，不是我们必须认真的对待这件事。
So when we say we follow our Lord, we must take this matter very seriously.
我下面要来看两个教会。怎么用宗教与世界究竟是情况是怎么样
And I want to take a look at two churches and how religion and the world affected them.
启示录第三章
In Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章第一节下半句他说这是对撒底教会说的按名你是活的其实是死的
AndRevelation chapter 3 verse 1, the latter part, it says, I know your work, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
这里什么意思啊？这些人都重生得救了。
What does it mean? It means that all of them are born again.
所以他们是活的。
And so they are living.
但是这些人的心思没怎么改变。
But yet their minds had not changed.
他们用了很多可能宗教的方法。
And they used perhaps many religious ways.
你知道我们的心思哈，圣经说是坚固的营垒。
And the Bible tells us that our minds are like a stronghold.
你知道，不小心就成为一个宗教团体。
And if we are not careful, then we become a religious organization.
主在这里说，这个教会里面是都重生的，但是在我眼中是死的。
The Lord is saying that the church here, they are all born again, but in my sight, they are dead.
如果我们用宗教的方法一直在运作的话，你会发现最后主给我们的评价。
If we see that we continue to do things the religious way, then we see the Lord's final evaluation of us is that we are dead.
因为我们的天性就是爱传统、宗教或者习惯。
Because by our nature, we enjoy tradition, religion, and things we're familiar with.
我们喜欢有制度。我们弟兄上个礼拜也交通到了我们今天说要有神学读神学做牧师这些都是制度我们喜欢制度
And we like the ways of approaching things like we, our brother shared last time that there are pastors have to go through seminary and learn theology
要知道所有的制度带下来就是死亡
But we need to see that all these way, methods all that comes out of them is death
因为制度带下来就是一个组织
Because all these
organization.
Oh, all these man-made things are just bring an organization.
我们看第二个教会哈，第三章，我们看第十五、十六节。
We'll look at the second church in chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
我这个讲到老底家的教会，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
This is speaking of the church of Laodicea, verse 15, 16. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
为什么一个教会变成不冷不热了？
How come the church entered a condition that they were neither cold nor hot?
在神眼中看来是不冷不热的。
In God's eyes, they're neither cold nor hot.
这里告诉我们说世界进入教会了。
Here it tells us that the world has entered into the church.
这个教会用世界的方法来运作。
The world live according to worldly method. The church live according to worldly method.
老底家这个名字什么意思？
What is the name Laodicea mean?
老底家的名字叫做众人的意见。
The name Laodicea means the opinion of the people.
我们今天非常爱发表意见。
We all like to give our opinions.
事情我们爱发表意见。
We like to give our opinions on
聚会中也爱发表意见。
In the church, we like to give our opinions.
最喜欢一个聚会就是我们都可以发表意见。
The church we like the most is that we can all give our opinions.
因为这是我们天生要的东西。
Because naturally, this is what we want.
这记得老底家就是大家发表意见。
But Laodicea means everyone can give their opinion. Everyone has a voice.
发表我们的看法，我们所喜欢的。
And we can say what we like, what our view is.
就用这个来运作神的家。
And we conduct God's house in this manner.
主在这里说，这是一个不冷不热的教会。
And our Lord says this is a church that is neither cold nor hot.
你发现啊，主在这里说，我把你吐出去。
Our Lord says that I will spit you out of my mouth.
主耶稣在圣殿里面是把所有牛羊都赶出去。
We see that both Jesus was on the earth, that he cast out all the oxen, sheep, and doves.
当世界进了神的殿，主耶稣用鞭子把牛羊都赶出去。
That when the world had entered into the temple, that our Lord used a whip to cast all these animals.
这里怎么说？当世界进了老底家的教会，主说：“我把你吐出去。”
Here, when the world entered into the church of Laodicea, Lord says that He will vomit you out of my mouth.
你说怎么有一个教会会这样子还没感觉的呢？
So you wonder how could a church be in this condition yet have no feeling?
因为侍奉继续啊。
Because service still continues.
我还能够听到很多好听得到。
I can still hear good messages.
这些方法你看做得多好多顺啊我们做的。
We can see all these methods. It's going so smoothly.
你知道如果你把老底家教会再读下去的话你会发现它上面讲说主耶稣根本不在里面。
But if we continue reading the church, what it says here about the church of Laodicea, we see that the Lord Jesus is not even there.
我在外面，在教会外面叩门，你让我进来吗？
But the Lord is standing outside, knocking at the door, asking, "Will you let me come in?"
为什么一个教会可以运作的这么好？这教会的主人在外面。
How could a church appear to be operating so smoothly, but yet the Lord of the meeting is outside?
弟兄姊妹，这是最可怕的一个现象。
This is the most scary and terrifying condition.
如果教会地上的教会主请来在门外，我们还觉得很好。这个是严重的事。
If a church on earth, the Lord Jesus is standing outside, and we still think it's pretty good. This is a very serious matter.
我们今天要的乃是我们能够教会成为基督的身体。
So what we want, need today is that the church is the body of Christ.
但这基督的身体不是众人的意见。
But this body of Christ is not just the opinion of many.
这个乃是要认定耶稣基督是我们的主。
We confess, acknowledge that Christ is our Lord.
这个不认定的话，我们就走上众人的意见。
Because if we don't confess, acknowledge this, then we are walking on the way of, we're walking the way of man, just the voice of many, and the world will enter.
要达到这个目的，必须走十字架的道路。
To accomplish this purpose, we must walk the way of the cross.
没有十字架的道路，根本行不通。
Without the way of the cross, it is impossible to walk.
现在问题是，我们有多少人愿意走十字架的道路？
So now the question is, how many of us are willing to walk the way of the
cross? 我们有多少人要接受十字架的道路？
How many are willing to accept the way of the cross?
我们弟兄跟我们提到耳朵要受割礼。
Brother shared with us, we need to be circumcised.
他说耳朵没有受割礼的就爱听好听的教训。
That if your ears are not circumcised, then you just like to hear pleasant sounding words.
就是顺你耳朵的教训。
Words that are pleasing to your ear.
一个耳朵受割礼呢就会要听好教训。
But if you have a circumcised ear, then you will hear the good sound teaching.
我弟兄讲好教训跟好听的教训差太远。
Brother shared that good sound teaching is very different from teaching that is just pleasing to our ears.
我们分组都在交通这些信息，有弟兄这样说。
And when we were sharing in our fellowship group, a brother said this.
我们要听的是好听的好教训。
And my brother said that what we want is the good sound teaching that is also pleasing to the ear.
哇，这句话让我一直在思想。
And this, I really thought about this for a while.
他把两个 combine 在一起了。
Combine both of them together.
我绝对不听好听的教训。
I don't just want to listen to the ones that are pleasing to the ear.
这太差劲。
Because that's not good.
那么怎么可以我好听的教训？
I can't say I listen to just the.
但是我也不敢讲我要听好教训。
But yet, I can't also say that I listen to the good.
我觉得这个真好，这个给我很大的启发，这个好听的好教训。
So、I think this is very good, interesting. Think about that. I want to listen to the good sound, sugar-coated teaching.
好，我看用英文要翻就很难。这个我们今天哈、就是我想基本上我们要听的是好听的好教训。
I think this is what we want to hear, that we want to hear the pleasing to the ear, the good sound.
因为我们今天在这里的，我不相信我们有人说我不要听好教训的。
Because I don't think there's one person here who would say, I don't want the good teaching.
我们都要听 好教训。
We all want the good teaching.
但有些好教训我都听不下。
But some good teaching I cannot accept.
所以我要听好听的好教训。
So I want the so-called sugar-coated good teaching.
你要把好教训告诉我，还要讲到我好听的。
That you need to give me the good teaching, but it also needs to be pleasing to my ear.
如果你的好教训我不喜欢听，那不行。
But if your good teaching, I don't want to hear it, that you can't, that's not.
所以我觉得我们弟兄讲这句话让我想了好多。
And so our brother said this really made me think.
所以我就慢慢在想，如果只是要听好听的好教训，我耳朵还是没受割礼。
But I think that if we just want to hear these pleasing to the ear, good teaching, then our ears are still not circumcised.
因为这个基本上我还是要听我要听的。
Because I still hear what I want to hear.
我没有要听这个真的好教训。
I don't actually want to hear the real good teaching.
我们弟兄也提到一个要终身为学生。
Our brother also shared that we need to be a lifelong student.
什么是终身为学生？
What does it mean to be a lifelong student?
终身为学生的就是终身让主管教的。
Being a lifelong student is being willing to lifelong accept the discipline of our Lord.
我们以为做学生就听听主有什么教训。
We think that being a student is just to hear some teachings from our Lord.
这终身为学生是神一生管教你。
But being a lifelong student is that your entire life, the discipline of the Lord is on you. The Holy Spirit control your life, your entire life. This is what it means to be a lifelong student. It's not how much you can hear. But this person, you are in the hand of God. This day I belong to God, my whole life belongs to God.
但是如果我不是这样在主面前认他是主人的话，
But if I do not confess, acknowledge he is my Lord in this manner,
他的管教来我会走掉。
When his hand of discipline comes, I will walk away.
他的圣灵管制我会找方法能够避开的。
When the Holy Spirit controls me, I will find ways to avoid it.
当我走掉避开，我就不是一个学生。
When I walk away and avoid it, then I am no longer being a student.
不要再谈终身之学生。
We can't even speak about being a lifelong student.
我们天性就拒绝主的管教。
By nature, we avoid, we reject God's discipline.
但是感谢主，所以有一些的管教是让你拒绝不了。
But thank the Lord that there's some of His discipline that we cannot reject.
这实在是主的爱。
This is the Lord's love.
因为我是本性就要拒绝。
Because by my nature, I would reject it.
给我能遇到一些管教管制，是我一生逃不掉。
But the Lord let me encounter situations that I cannot escape.
好像主在帮助我成为他终身的学生。
The Lord is helping me to become His lifelong student.
这个是主救我们。
This is the Lord saving us.
所以我们求主给我们有一个祷告。
So may we have a prayer.
求主把智慧与启示的灵赏给我。
The Lord will give us a spirit of wisdom and understanding.
给我们能够真知道主的目的。
And we can have true knowledge within what God's purpose.
我们今天蒙了主的恩，是能够为主的目的活着的。
Today, by God's grace, we only live for His purpose.
我们没有看见主的目的的话，我们很容易，我们就是要就不动，要就乱动。
But if we don't see God's purpose, then we will either not move or we will move on our own.
我们能够因着有主给我们看到目的，我能够选择一生走十字架的道路。
Because we see God's purpose, we choose to walk the way of the cross our entire life.
能够服在主给我一切的环境中。
To submit under any circumstance, Lord has.
这样主的目的。才有机会能够成功。
That way, God's purpose has a chance to be accomplished in our life.
主的目的有机会显出来。
God's purpose has a chance to be manifested.
我们也有机会成为其中的一份。
And we have a chance to be a part of this.
所以我今天的负担就是目的定道路。
So my burden today is share that the purpose determines the way.
如果我们没有抓住目的只看道路，我们会乱跑。
If we don't grab hold of the purpose and just look at the way, then we will be running astray.
我们能够抓住目的，我们路还能够一直修直。
Only
在一条正的路上。
Only when we grab hold of purpose can we make straight our way and walk on the right way.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
给我们都能够一起看到目的，能够走在。
So that we can see the purpose and walk the way of the cross. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
所以我们来到你面前，我们还是献上满心的感谢。
Dear, we come before you, we have hearts full of thanksgiving and praise.
所以你是用永远的爱来爱我们。
Because you love us with your everlasting love.
所以我们常常，所以我们都失去那个真实信靠你的心。
Lord, though often we lose that heart that truly has faith in you.
所以我们知道你的心是难过的。
We know your heart is sorrowful.
所以恢复我们的根基。
But may you restore our foundation.
使我们的生活是一个相信你、信靠你的生活。
That our lives will be ones that trust in you and rely on you.
所以带领你的家能够一直往前。
Lead your house that we can continue to move forward.
能够一直走在你的心意中，直到你回来。
That we can walk in your purpose in your heart till you return.
所怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
给我们每一个都能够走上这个十字架的道路。
May all of us walk on the way of the cross.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们聚会都听到。
Our meeting will end here today.